This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors here on the show. He is the number one car guy, the chief auto enthusiast, the number one Jeep guy at U.S. Auto Parts, and J.C. Whitney, the one and only Mr. Rob Molnar, will be joining us momentarily, and Rob has arranged to bring forth a very special guest as well. Telephone-wise, if you have a question throughout the hour, we're going to be talking a lot about Jeep, a lot about Moab, a lot about Baja Racing. If you have questions about any of those, we would love to hear from you at our toll-free line. It is toll-free from anywhere across North America at 855-662-4261. That's 855-662-4261. Or, if you prefer the email, I'm watching it right now. It's bob at autoworldradio.com or bob at boblongradio.com. Well, I always look forward to our monthly appearances from Rob Molnar. He is, as I say, not only a supporter of the show here, J.C. Whitney is one of our great advertisers, but Rob is a true car guy, a true Jeep guy. He's the number one auto enthusiast for both U.S. Auto Parts and J.C. Whitney, and it's my pleasure to welcome him back to the broadcast. Rob, thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thanks. It's always a pleasure to be with you here on the show.
I understand you've arranged for somebody really special to join us in this hour.
Yeah, this is the fellow that's going to join us. He's the guy I've got to. He's my Jeep Yoda. He's the guy that's taught me patience and off camber, and or at least not getting off camber. He's the guy I really have to give a lot of credit to for opening my eyes to not just Jeeping, but places like Moab, and more importantly, not embarrassing ourselves out on the trail. Dan has been a tremendous asset, not just in the skill that he's shared in terms of building Jeeps, but I've watched him bring newbies out to the trail and show them how to do it and what not to do. And when I listened, I did well. When I got a little carried away, we'll go into that later, but Dan has been a great, great asset and has become a great friend personally. I really like working with Dan.
Dan Fresh from OC Motorsports, welcome to Auto World. How are you doing, Dan?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. We have been looking forward to it and always enjoy your appearances on the show. How did you first meet up with Rob, Dan?
You know what? One day I was actually off work one day. It doesn't happen very often, but they gave me a call and said that Rob was down at our dealership buying a vehicle and was interested in building something he was going to take off-road, and it was going to be through J.C. Whitney, and they called me up, and I said I'd love to be involved and whatever I can do to help out. So the next week, Rob came in and made an appearance at our shop at OC Motorsports, and we got the ball rolling from there.
That sounds cool. Rob, what are your memories of that first initial meeting with Dan?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's we've put together three Jeeps and a couple of trucks since then. So the early days, it maybe it's like a good marriage. You know, the early days, you just remember a lot of, you know, a lot of roses and happiness. And, no, it's that first meeting down at the dealership that OC Motorsports is part of. You know, it buying a new vehicle is always a little stressful. But the fellow that I think it was Kenny that I ended up dealing with down there, and he said, oh, you got to meet Dan, OC Motorsports just down the street. This guy's a Baja racer. He's got, you know, just tremendous Jeep skills. He's going to take good care of you. And that was the magic phrase. And then when I went down to OC and saw the Jeeps that they were working on and got a chance to meet with Dan and his team, it really, the panic that I was feeling, it just subsided. And Dan, like I said, his whole team really makes you feel comfortable whether or not you've had lots of Jeeps before. Just a great bunch of guys. And like I said, Dan has become kind of my guiding light as it relates to building Jeeps and going off-road, what you should do, what you shouldn't do. And as we, you know, we chat about his background, your listeners will understand what a tremendous amount of experience he has. But he's just a calming force when he's out there on the trail. He just makes you feel like you can do almost anything and gives you the guidance and the experience to actually do it. So I think a lot of people talk the Jeep talk, but they don't always know how to stay out of trouble. And if they do get into trouble, how to get out of it. And Dan is one of those guys who can really just take you through the toughest trail and make you feel like it was all you. He's got a very special skill that way.
That's a really great description. No question about it, Rob. And Dan, we're definitely want to get into how you first got involved with racing and with Baja. Why don't we begin at the beginning? Did you always have a draw towards off-roading? When did that phase of your life initially kick in?
You know, when I was young, my parents used to go out to the desert, and they had a sand rail, and we'd always go out, it seemed like every weekend when we were kids. And as we got older, they got interested in other things, but I still had that drive to want to get out there. So couldn't obviously afford a sand rail or something like that, but I could get a motorcycle. And I chased that dream for a number of years and was fortunate enough to race professionally on a dirt bike. So I raced the stadium races, West Coast Supercross, and some of the national events and things like that. Till too many injuries came up, and I was married at that time, and my wife said, if you get hurt bad again, that's it. And I got hurt bad again, and before you know it, the bikes were gone, and I still had to fuel that passion that I had. So I was able to get involved with a team doing some off-road stuff, just chasing at the time, and eventually was able to afford to get my first off-road race car and get introduced to the sport. And we raced everything we possibly could back in the mid to late 90s, and fortunate enough to win a few races along the way.
That sounds great. We've got Rob Molnar from J.C. Whitney, and we've also got a very special guest from OC Motorsports, the car builder for J.C. Whitney and many other folks, Dan Fresh. And again, if any of you guys have questions about what it takes to put together a great off-road vehicle, or if you have a question about racing in the off-road realm, whether it be Baja racing or otherwise, we would love to hear from you at our toll-free number. It's 855-660-4261. Also, if you prefer to email me up, that's not a problem whatsoever. More and more people these days seem to like to do that. So email me at bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. We'll take a pit stop. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to check in with Rob to see how the contest is going, the big wrench and ride contest, and we're going to really talk about off-roading with Dan. Don't go away.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate you guys spending this time with me each and every week on the same great radio station that you're listening to right now, or if you're joining us via the internet live at gcnlive.com. We'd love to hear from you at our toll-free line at 855-660-4261 or bob@autoworldradio.com. And I want to say hello to all of our listeners around the world, as well as we continue to get more of a global footprint here at Auto World Radio, so we're definitely enjoying that. Rob Mulner, as I said, is with us from J.C. Whitney and U.S. Auto Parts, one of our regular contributors and great supporters of the show. And he has brought along Dan Fresh from OC Motorsports. But, Rob, I thought take a few minutes here and bring us up to date on how the J.C. Whitney wrench and ride is going. How many entries have you received to date, and how are things looking?
Well, Bob, it's doing quite well. I have to thank your listeners for playing along. Right now, we've got over 6,000 Jeep and truck owners have posted a picture of their vehicle and given us a little backstory of what they like to do with their vehicle, what it means to them, and why they would like to get the makeover that Dan and his crew at OC Motorsports will basically transform their Jeep or truck and update it with all of our sponsors' parts, and get them what I would consider a state-of-the-art vehicle that'll do all the things they want to do on road and off road.
That's great. And of course, in addition to the actual wrench and ride promotion, there's also a tour associated with this, and you're going to be putting a lot of miles on going around the country. Tell us a little bit about where you're headed.
Yeah, actually, so far we've been out to Texas, and we've done Moab, and then we'll be going out to Louisville, Kentucky the weekend after Memorial Day. So June 2nd and 3rd, we'll be out in Louisville, Kentucky at the Unlimited Off-Road, which was a great show last year. Looking forward to what it becomes this year. I think it'll be even bigger. And then the same folks at Unlimited Off-Road have added another Texas show that'll be going on in Fort Worth at Texas Motor Speedway during the IndyCar and the NASCAR trucks will be running that weekend. So that's a whole nother, I'm not sure how that's all going to work out, but we'll have an expo within a race weekend. So that should be a lot of fun. And then on from there, we've got a show in Long Beach that Whitney, J.C. Whitney and OC Motorsports will be collaborating on, called the Jeep Bash. That's July 8th. And then from there, we go on to York, Pennsylvania, and then on to Ocean City, Maryland. And then the final stop of the year will be SEMA out in Las Vegas. So, yeah, we'll probably do, I think, maybe 12,000 miles, maybe 13,000 miles this year. So it's a lot of fun to see the country, though. I like getting out to the events and meeting, enthusiasts and hearing a lot of great J.C. Whitney stories, too. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Dan, speaking of that, why don't you tell us a little bit about your first experience with J.C. Whitney. When did you first become acquainted with the company? Was it when you were a little boy, or whenabouts did that happen?
That's funny, because I'm sure as many of your listeners would say the same. It's when you're a kid and you get the J.C. Whitney catalog. You're thumbing through that thing just and put together your dream list of all the stuff you want to put on your vehicle. But you got to save a lot of money to do that. But it's that was the first time I remember J.C. Whitney was looking through that catalog. But that was a long, long time ago.
How long has OC Motorsports been around?
We opened in 2009, so just about 8 years now. It's been just a little while, but we've been so blessed with the amount of customers and feedback from customers and things, to where it's just grown into this this animal that we're constantly booked and building just some of the funnest rides you could even imagine. I mean, anything from just something basic with a truck or a Jeep to V8 conversions and everything in between. It's just it's an absolute blast.
Give us kind of the gamut, Dan, when you stop and look back at the portfolio of builds that you've done. What was the single most expensive build? What was the most outrageous thing that you've done? Give us a little example of some of your personal favorites.
Well, two of them that we've done that have been just pretty cool as far as I'll mention one truck to start with. We're actually just finishing this truck up right now, and we've got a diesel truck that we built that rides on air. Just about everything other than the body and the frame have been changed out. We're going on the dyno again here in Ohio here in the next couple of weeks, and we're looking at about 2,600 foot-pounds of torque and well over 1,000 horsepower out of a twin-turbo diesel. So, yeah, something that drives on 40-inch tall tires and can break them loose on the freeway on a dry day is definitely something incredible to see. So that's one of the trucks we built. And we don't even want to get into how much money he spent. we've got a couple of Jeeps that we've done, actually quite a few now, where we've done the 6.4-liter Hemi conversions. Then obviously we put big one-ton axles in them and 40s or 42-inch tall tires and lighting and custom paint work and everything in between to really get these guys out either if they want to drive on the street or you can get them out in the rocks and do some serious four-wheeling with some of these vehicles we built. It's really been incredible.
That's great. Such a wonderful power plant, that 6.4 liter, which you can get in the SRT Challengers and Chargers. And,
exactly.
Of course, available in the Scat Pack edition of the RT as well. And putting out right from the factory some really decent numbers. I have to stop and think. I believe it's 400 and... Is it 80 horsepower, 470 pound-feet of torque, something like
it's
that?
It's right in there. Yeah, we're with the dyno tune that we're doing on these, they're putting out just over 500 horse at the crank. So it's quite incredible when you drive a Wrangler that has such soft suspension. When you hit the throttle, you see an awful lot of hood, and, man, they just run so good.
And it's been awesome, Bob. I've been over there a couple times at OC while we're working on our project, and it's literally as if they're, you know, building the Jeep from the ground up. So the body's up in the air, the frame is exposed. It's like you know, it's like being on a CSI show. You can see everything, and then they're just literally, you know, pulling out the motor, pulling out the trans, putting in those new axles. So it's literally like they're running their own assembly line there. And it's a lot of fun to watch, and I think one day maybe Dan will let me drive one, but, you know, it would be tremendous fun to put the pedal down on that.
Yeah, absolutely. More with our great dynamic duo, Dan Fresh from OC Motorsports and Rob Mulner from J.C. Whitney and U.S. Auto Parts. This is Auto World. We're just going to step aside for some important messages, but we're coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. My name is Bob Long. Dan Fresh is with us from OC Motorsports. And Rob Mulner, the go-to car guy, the number one chief auto enthusiast, Jeep enthusiast for both J.C. Whitney and U.S. Auto Parts. He's along for the ride, as usual. And we're having lots of fun here with both of these guys and talking about the Wrench and Ride promotion, which J.C. Whitney is continuing, and the associated tour that goes along with it, and the fact that OC Motorsports is going to be doing the build on that. And, Dan, that's definitely going to be something that, you and your team are looking forward to doing. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts for this year's contest, which is different from the last couple of years.
Yeah, you know what? I'm really looking forward to this year. I think instead of just picking a winner, you know, where you just basically drawing a name out of a hat, this year we really get to look at all the different people's vehicles and their story behind them, and really get to feel kind of the pulse of what they've got going on in their lives. And we pick somebody, and we get to take their vehicle and turn it into what they can only dream of. So, you know, my guys at the shop, they're big enthusiasts as well. So we're really looking forward to getting this thing going. It's just such a bummer we have to wait so long.
That's great. Let's get back to what Rob was telling us at the top, that you have acquired so much skill and the ability to teach folks on driving techniques. The folks at Jeep have hosted me on a number of new vehicle introductions, and whenever they do it, they always have trail-rated Jeeps. In addition to nowadays, there are many different flavors of Jeeps, and they usually take us to some pretty extreme places, but nowhere near as extreme as Moab, which I haven't had the pleasure of going to yet. But it's amazing if you're somebody who's not that experienced or maybe not experienced at all in off-roading, the guys like yourself that really know it inside and out can make a tremendous difference. I know one of the first few times that I was at one of these Camp Jeep events, and when they used to hold those, I got an opportunity to see all different levels of skill, and it is just that, a skill. Talk a little bit about things like tire placement and going over rocks. I mean, there's a real science to it.
No, there definitely is. And what's funny is, you know, I've been off-road, and like I said before, been off-road racing all my life, everything from Baja to Nevada and everywhere in between. But, you know, when I got involved in the whole Jeep thing, about 2012, I really started. One of my customers actually talked me into going what he called Jeep, and I'm like thinking, well, I've been off-road all my life. What's the difference? And like you say, wheel placement, all that type of stuff just gets so important. And being off camber and how much you can really push those different angles to make sure you don't end up on your side or on your lid is so important. And it's so much different than just your normal, you know, growing up, going off road. And, you know, I started off with just a real pretty basic Jeep, 3-inch lift, 35-inch tall tires. And, you know, when you're on the seat of your pants, you know, wondering, uh-oh, is this thing going to go over and trying to get up a rock or something, it really it gets your heart going, you know. And then before you know it, you get a little bit more addicted to it. Now my Jeep is set up on big axles with 42-inch tall tires, and you're just, it's like a drug. You just want more and more, and it's so much fun. I can't tell you until you actually get out there and do it. And our store, we run monthly runs to get people out there because they own a Jeep and we put stuff on it and they're just like, whatever. But we take them out four-wheeling once and they're hooked. It's just amazing.
That's cool. And Rob, why don't you talk a little bit about some of your early experiences in driving off-road and getting some instructions from Dan. It must have been quite great to have such a wonderful teacher.
Oh, no doubt about that, Bob. I mean, the very first time we went out on Cleghorn is a pretty popular trail. I think that's in the San Bernardino National Mountains. You know, it was me and a couple of photographers, and it was our bone stock Jeep. And my boss's direction of, you know, don't screw it up was what was ringing in my ears. And you know, you've known me long enough. Off-road is not my skill set. Certainly was not my skill set. And you can see from some of the mud puddle pictures, you know, I was just being a Yahoo and having a good time. And Dan, you know, was very patient. There were a number of newbies there that particular run, and he really imparted some really, you know, the wisdom that sticks with me today. That, you know, watch your line, watch where the obstacles are at, stay on camber, and this idea about 2-foot driving and being able to, you know, very, I would say subtlety is not a strong suit of mine, but learning to be subtle with the throttle and the brake and where you place that vehicle and set yourself up for the next, you know, the next 5 feet, next 10 feet, the next 20 feet. It was a very different mindset. And it took me more than a few, sessions with Dan and his crew to really get that. And when I made a mistake, when I, you know, did the wrong thing, he was, hey, let me tell you what happened. This is why this tire was unbeaten, and we're going to help you. And that was where I learned a lot about how to, not just how to place the vehicle, but so much about, you know, Jeepers, like I said before, just the most helpful bunch of people that I've ever spent time with. So, yeah, there's a lot of great lessons that came out of that very first trail ride, but I think more importantly, it was just so much fun. Like Dan said, you want to go and do it again. You want to try new things. You want to see what will happen next. It is very addictive. There's no doubt about it. And having, you know, now that our Jeep is, our primary Jeep is, you know, really up for just about anything, it makes it that much more exciting to figure out, okay, the vehicle has the capability. Do I have the skill? And, you know, there's still times where I'll look over at Dan and say, is this right? This feels a little funky. Is this going to turn out okay? We did the Calico Trail last year, and there were a number of moments where I thought, no, this is not going to turn out very well. And he just said, be patient, follow this line, here's where you want to go. And I feel like Dan could tell me how to land a jumbo jet if I was, you know, in that scenario where, okay, we've got to make this happen. He's that guy, and he's that patient instructor who can make you feel like you can do almost anything off-road, at least. I don't know if he's got any airplane skills, but I would trust him to help me land a plane if that's what it took.
Very good. Dan, let's talk about some of the other things that you have to be aware of when you're going off-roading, especially if you're in some of the more modern Jeeps. It's very tempting at times to want to brake, and in many circumstances that's an incorrect thing to do. In some of the Jeeps available, you know, outside of the Wrangler, of course, have a lot of electronic aids. What do you think about some of these electronic aids, and what about your thoughts about kind of teaching yourself not to do the normal thing? When we come back, we'll talk about that, because I know when you're in certain circumstances, the number one urge that you have is to hit that brake pedal. But if you're in a bad situation, that could be the total wrong thing to do. More with Dan Fresh from OC Motorsports and Rob Molnar from J.C. Whitney and U.S. Auto Parts straight ahead right here on Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support, so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're live, and we thank you very much for joining us here. If you're listening to us in archive form or podcast form down the road, doesn't mean you can't participate, because you can email me up at bob@autoworldradio.com, and the next time we have Rob Molnar on the show, I can relay the question at that point, or I can send it to him during the week. And the same thing with our friend from OC Motorsports, who is joining us in this hour of the program as well. Dan, if you have a question for Dan, don't be a stranger. Just email me up, and I'll make sure and get that question over to Dan. Dan, why don't we make sure and give out the proper website, social media, and any telephone information you'd like for OC Motorsports.
Yeah, our website is ocmotorsports.com, and you could always reach us by phone as well at area code 714-546-4511, and either myself or there's another gentleman in the works with me, Brandon, that could always help you out, so we'd be eager to hear from you.
Before the break there, I was alluding to something that I know I personally have experienced. When the Jeep folks bring out the trail-rated models and put us on some really insane, there's no other way to say it, insane kind of terrains. I mean, literally sometimes climbing up the sides of walls. It is so easy to want to break. It's so easy to want to rely on the electronic enhancements that some of the Jeep models have. But in certain cases, that isn't necessarily the right thing to do in off-roading mode. Tell our listeners a little bit about that temptation to break at a bad time.
I think any time you know, whether you're in life or you're off road, you always want to stop and kind of assess the situation. But like you were saying, when you're on some of those tougher obstacles and all of a sudden the vehicle starts leaning one way or the other, that doesn't feel quite right. We're big advocates of teaching all of our people that go on our trail runs, use 2 feet. So that way you can really creep the vehicle when you're going slow. So it's not so much of a jerking motion. So you can, you know, ease off the brake and ease onto the throttle, so it's not bucking and going back and forth on you. So when we're coming off of something and it's feeling uneasy, you know, instead of hitting that brake, sometimes you've got to hit that throttle just to set it down. And going back to what you said earlier, you know, wheel placement's so important. So, you know, kind of planning out your next few moves ahead of you is very important as well. So if you kind of look, okay, this is where I'm going to end up, this is where I want to go, and then when that moment comes up to where you think you need to hit the brake sometimes, and maybe the back end's coming up on you, might want to hit that throttle just a little bit just to set it back down.
Very good. Dan, share with us your most proud racing experience and perhaps on the other side of the equation, the more humbling experience of your racing career.
You know, wasn't that I was going real fast in this race, but it was definitely one of the more proud moments I've had in off-road racing. I was fortunate enough in 2006 to be a factory driver for Mitsubishi Motors Corporation. And I was racing the Baja 1000. We had, it was a brand new truck. I had a number of problems along the way with things just kind of working the bugs out, being it was our first race in the vehicle, and we were racing against the Millen family from Team Toyota. We had guys out there from factory Honda as well and numerous other factory teams. But down there at the end, the last 100 miles, we got into a real good fight with the Team Toyota guys and Ryan Millen. And We were trading paint back and forth all the way to the finish line, and after 1,050 miles to win that race by 33 seconds was quite an accomplishment in my career. So that was absolutely awesome. Being able to share that with my friends and family, and it was just it was really cool. One of the other moments I'd like to share is when I finally got to win a Baja race. I remember I had a team, there was a guy on our team, and he used to always say, Dan, if you want to get somewhere in this sport, you've got to win a Baja race. That's where it's at. You've won all these Barstow races and some of the smaller ones. You've got to win one of the big ones in Baja. And we won the San Felipe race. Gosh, this was way back in 2001 or 2 or something. And, when we won that, I was so proud of my team and so proud of my father-in-law, Harry, who built, like, hand-built every single thing on that vehicle as far as the engine and transmission, just going through every little piece, making sure we were going to hit the finish line. And we might not have been the fastest that day, but we were definitely the proudest when we crossed the finish line first. You know, just keeping that vehicle moving all day long is really tough sometimes.
Yeah, I can imagine. And for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the overall atmosphere of a Baja race, I mean, these races are grueling in that you guys really don't stop. You just have to keep on going. Explain a little bit how it works.
Yeah, so what we do is we'll take off from the starting line. You start 30 seconds apart. So in your class, every 30 seconds, they're going to release another vehicle. And you start in Ensenada, say like the Baja 1000 in the year that I won in 06. And we start there, and we race all the way to La Paz, which is all the way down at the other end of Baja. And we went 1,050 miles. And you don't get to stop. I mean, you stop for fuel, maybe grab something to eat, but we kept going. I actually Ironmaned it quite a few years in a row there, to where I drove the entire thing, and I was in the vehicle for just over 30 hours of racing. So, yeah, it's a long, long day, night, day. Yeah, it's awesome.
Sure. Rob?
Yeah, Bob.
Yeah, did you have something to chime in on that?
I'm Dan, I think you already got the sense, and your audience got the sense. I have a lot of respect for Dan. I didn't know about the 30 hours. That's just nuts. I mean, that's a tremendous, I mean, iron bottom. I mean that in a very, in a respectful manner, but that's crazy to race like that for 30 hours.
Yeah, that's a grueling thing to do, to say the least, but that's all part of what makes the Baja races what they are. It's not for the faint of heart.
No, not at all.
And talk a little bit, Dan, about the weather conditions, because here's another area that you're facing at times some potentially very serious situations, whether it be the heat or whether it be other items that can pop up along the way.
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, gosh, along the way, you'll see, you know, you'll start 72 degrees, everything seems perfect, but then when you leave Ensenada and you jump over into San Felipe area, closer to the summer months, we've seen temperatures of excess of 105 degrees, you know, and you know how it is in a race car, you know, all that engine heat coming inside the cab with you. So, you know, I've actually been out in Henderson, Nevada at one point in time where it was 128 degrees while we were racing. The truck wasn't going to survive, so we pulled the hood off and all that heat was coming in, and just the room between my gloves and my racing suit, I could feel my skin starting to burn. So I'm sure it was in excess of 140 degrees, 150 degrees inside that cab. So it does get hot. And going down through Baja, you'll run into where it's such dense fog and the dust is mixing in. It's like just wiping mud off your visor all night long. And then, you know, you'll go up at 7,000 feet elevation up in the pine forest to where it's just freezing cold. So, yeah, it changes quite a bit, and you're in an open cockpit, so all of that weather condition you get to deal with, and trying to dress correctly and hydrate correctly and all that stuff comes into play to where how much energy are you willing to put out and put your body through.
It's a very, very good point. Rob, you're absolutely right. He's got so many terrific stories to share, and boy, we just touch the tip of the iceberg. Let's, before time runs out on us, remind folks about the Wrench and Ride promotion and how folks can still get in.
Sure. You bet, Bob. Thanks. Yeah, if your audience goes to blog.jcwhitney.com, they'll see the Wrench and Ride and our sponsor. We've got it at the top of the page. And, you know, while we're here, I want to thank Aries Automotive and Crown, Cover King, Power Stop Brakes, Kurt, and Rancho Suspension for their sponsorship. And without them and without Dan and OC Motorsports, we wouldn't be able to put this on. But they can go there and post a picture of their vehicle, give us some details. And between now and August 27th, we're accepting entries. So just a picture and a quick story, and you're in.
Excellent. Rob, thank you so much for your time here today. Great job. And Dan Fresh from OC Motorsports, let's do this again soon. Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure. Thank you so
much. Thanks, Bob.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc. There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.